Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Javier for the out. Lansford moves to third. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hassey scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. There goes Hubbard trying to get to third. Snyder throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Hubbard for the out. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Javier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Bell trying to get to second. Lansford throws to second, with Hubbard covering, who tags Bell for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Hubbard moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to third. Chris Codiroli now pitching. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Javier. Hall reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Canseco moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hassey hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Canseco scores. McGuire scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bill Lasky now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Hassey scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard bunts towards the mound. Lasky fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lansford moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hassey is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Clark now playing right field. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Hubbard moves to third. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hubbard scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 10-3, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Javier moves to second. It's 11-3, Athletics. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-3, Athletics. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dedman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Jennings now playing left field. Tony Phillips now playing third base. Stan Javier now playing right field. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing second base. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Washington strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.